We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, and Bill Kerr in Hancock's Belfast.
More tea, Tub?
Thank you, William, yes. Use the strainer this time. I do hate tea leaves floating about. Doesn't matter which way you turn the cup, they follow you around.
Okay, do you want any more omelette, Yugoslavian?
No, thanks. I'll make do with the cornflakes Mediterranean.
What's that?
That's with milk on them.
Oh. Well, what cornflakes do you want? The already sugared ones or the ones you put sugar on yourself?
The already sugared ones, please. Don't like putting the sugar on myself. It goes right through and collects at the bottom of the plate. Those last two spoonfuls are like dredging the mouth of the Humber.
I'll have to open a fresh packet.
Hands me the little Tony Tiger badge. Oh, good, he's riding a bike. Oh, I haven't got that one. Put it in the lapel of my clerical grey.
You can't do that.
I'm entitled to. I'm a club member.
What?
I've been whooping cornflakes since before they started making a noise.
They've always made a noise.
Anything makes a noise when you eat it. Now, keep quiet. I want to read the newspaper. Hello, I thought so. A dustman had come out and strike in the Isle of Man. Well, I knew that would happen. I mean, I could see it coming. Can't expect him to empty dustbins with motorbikes whipping by every 5 minutes. I haven't got much protection. A couple of dustbin lids, that's no good. Hello. I see these two have got engaged. Dear, dear, dear. Look at them. What a couple of charmers. What can he see in her? Look at her. What does she look like? Beauty queen? Huh? They don't say when, do they? Yeah, about 1932, I reckon. Look at it, all teeth and beauty spots.
Who? Oh,
I thought I told you to keep quiet.
Well, I have only just...
You want to go and stand outside?
No.
Well, be quiet then.
Well, I thought we were going out today.
We are, there's plenty of time. I haven't read the gardening strip yet. There he is, old Harold the gardener. Standing in the vegetable patch with bubbles coming out of his head. Harry, what's he saying? When you plant in your potatoes, make sure there aren't no worms about. He's right, he's dead right. Very nasty, that is, wireworms in your spuds. Do you remember our spuds last year? £39 of potatoes. And we only got 5 chips out of them.
Where are we going? I haven't made up my mind yet, so I want to go to the seaside.
Well, we're not going to the seaside. I don't like the seaside anymore. Can't get near the sea for feet. Great bare plates pounded up and down the beach. Try and have a nice doze and wake up with your ear hole full of sand. Not my idea of enjoying oneself. No, if we go out, we'll have a nice, quiet day in the country. We'll have a go at one of these excursions.
They'll be in the paper and the small ads.
Yes, that'll be next to the horoscopes. Here we are. Page 9. Holidays and tours. Coach tour of the South Downs, 32 and 6. Deluxe Coaches Limited. Tour of the Western Highlands, 12 and 6. That's very good. Oh, yes. You've got to find your own way up to Aberdeen. And what's this? Free, 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 free. Absolutely genuine offer, no obligations, guaranteed bona fide. Sounds like a catch, doesn't it? Tour of the local district leaving Cheam High Street at 2:30.
Who's running it?
I thought so.
What?
Sid James Mystery Tours. Isn't it marvelous? Every year it's the same. The only mystery I can see is how the police haven't caught up on him yet.
Well, are we going to patronize him?
Certainly not. We'll go along and see what he's up to, but I'm not buying any tickets off him. I've been stung too many times. Hello.
What?
My horoscope. Sagittarius. Beware, ugly-looking man with frizzy hair. Money will undoubtedly change hands.
Show me mine, Leo the Lion. That goes for you, too.
Oh, don't take any notice of him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Herbert the Gypsy, I've never reckoned him. He's had my mother frightened to go out of the house 6 times since last March. Come on, then, lay out me holiday outfits. Straw sandals, argyle socks, puffballs, silk shirt, and the blazer with the RAF badge on it.
I think you look best in the Oxford University blazer.
Yes, I think you're right. Oh, the Cambridge blazer looks rather chic when it's been cleaned up. It's, I think, the Cambridge University with the old Etonian tie. I mean, plastic Mac.
Sir, 2 tickets for the Grand Mystery Tour, leaving here in 10 minutes.
Where are we going?
I can't tell you that. Wouldn't be a mystery tour then, would it? You have to chance your luck. That'll be 35 and 6 pence each, please.
It says 17 and 6 on your board.
You want to come back, don't you? Hey, you're going to stand out with everybody else. We'll leave as soon as we sold all the tickets. The next gent, please.
So you're at it again, eh?
Oh, hello, Hancock. I haven't seen you for days. How's the tour this I sold you?
It hasn't moved since I put it in the garden.
Hasn't moved?
Not a step. I haven't even seen it yet. I haven't seen its head or its legs. I picked it up and shook it this morning. There's nothing in there.
Of course there's something in there.
I don't care about something in there. Is there a tortoise in there?
Well, there should be.
Well, I don't think there is. I looked into the front and I could see right out through his leg hole.
Well, perhaps he was curled up.
They don't curl up.
Well, give him a chance. He's only a baby. He's still growing. He hasn't filled the shell up yet.
The shell goes with him. There's nothing in there. I've been poking sticks in through every hole. There's nothing in there.
Oh, well, if you've been doing that, it explains it. He must have got a bit niggly. He probably lifted up the shell and ran for it.
Well, I'm not satisfied. I want my money back.
Oh, I'm sorry, boy. I never return money. You ought to know that.
Well, give me another one, then. And no cheating. I want one with a head and 4 legs poking out.
You're too late, boy. I'm not in the tortoise trade anymore. They live too long.
What a poltroon this man is. How can you tell how old a tortoise is?
You count the rings on its back.
That's a tree.
Oh, you count its teeth.
That's for horses.
Well, you can't be right all the time.
No, no, you're quite right, William. I wish I'd never taken him in. Look, I wish to speak to Sidney, so you amuse yourself. Stand there and count the nails up the side of the shed.
1, 2, 3, 4...
No, no, to yourself, eh? Quietly. There's a good lad. Well, now, Sidney.
Yeah, well, hurry up and get it over. I've got a business to run. What can I do for you?
These tours of yours, what's the fiddle?
There's no fiddle. It's a genuine, legitimate business. I run mystery tours. That's all there is to it. How many tickets do you want?
Wait a minute. Let's cut aside some of the mystery first. How does it work?
Well, I've got prices of tours ranging from 5 bob right up to 35 and a tanner. You pay me the money and I'll give you a tour.
That sounds all right. I'll have 2 5-shilling ones.
And a very wise choice you've made. A delightful tour you've chosen there. Not as long as the 35 and 6 penny one, of course, but nevertheless interesting.
Good. When do we start?
As soon as you like.
All right, then. I'll go now.
All right, then. Cheerio.
Cheerio. What do you mean, cheerio?
Well, you said you were off.
So where's the guide?
I'm the guide.
Well, aren't you coming with us?
Now I can't leave the office.
Well, how can you guide us then?
Oh, that's easy. You turn left at the traffic lights, up the high street, first left, second right, first left round the gasworks, over the railway bridge, past the reservoir, round the back of the town hall, up the alleyway, and back here.
That's not much of a tour, is it?
Well, what do you expect for a dollar?
No, I suppose so. Oh, all right, then where's the coach?
What coach?
The coach that we tour in.
I didn't say anything about a coach. You've got to walk.
But I can do that for nothing. I don't have to pay you $5 to walk up the high street.
Oh, yes, if you want to wander around aimlessly. Here, you're paying for the organization. I've taken great care in drawing up a carefully detailed itinerary.
Oh, there's an itinerary.
Certainly. All good tours have an itinerary.
198.
Pardon?
There's 198 nails on this side.
Thank you very much. Now, count the nails on the other side, then you can start on the knot holes.
Right.
Good. Now, where is this itinerary?
Here we are. Tour number 5, East Chimay Street and the shops. Leave here at 1 o'clock. 1:02, stop at the shoe shop and watch the blokes mending shoes in the windows. 13:03, all back in line to start all over again.
Hang on, I want more than a minute to watch the shoe menders. They wouldn't have more than a quarter tip on in that time.
Sorry, it's a strict timetable. You can't hold up the tour for individual members. You'll have to catch up the others outside the chemist shop.
What, Mr. Greengrocer's?
Sorry, that's the way it goes. Now then, 13:04, stop at the butcher's shop and watch the sausages coming out of the machine.
That'll be an attraction.
Yeah, well, I've laid it all on with Eddie the Butcher. He makes a special batch of sausages for the benefit of my clients. Now, we allow 2 minutes for that, then 13:06, back in line for refreshments.
Oh, we get refreshments?
Well, yes, all arranged. I've organized it with the caterers for special parties up to 30.
What do we get?
A glass of cherry aid each at the sweet shop. Now then, you've got 2 minutes to get that down you, then a quick tour of the shop windows in King Street, walk past the gasworks, round the reservoir, round the back of the town hall. By this time, we might be a bit tight on the schedule, so you'll probably have to gallop the last half mile to be back here by 13:10.
And that's it, is it? That's the 5 shilling mystery tour.
I reckon it's a fantastic value for a dollar.
You do?
Certainly.
This is the biggest take I've ever come across.
Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I'm not tramping around East Cheam looking in shop windows. What other tours have you got?
Well, there's a 7 and 6 Class A tour.
What's that?
It's the same as the other one, only you walk a little slower. The $10 deluxe tour, the windows you look in are a much better class of shop. Then we have...
Don't go on. Am I to take it you're running about 12 mystery tours with not a single coach?
I can't afford any. The season's only just started.
Well, I want my money back. I am a dissatisfied customer.
How can you be dissatisfied? You haven't been on a tour yet.
I've been up and down this town thousands of times, and I know it's as miserable an experience as one could wish to find. Give me my money back or I shall cause trouble.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. Look, the estimated turnover of this company is 50,000 lire a year. But as I know you, I will sell you half a share for $10.
$10? $10?
All right, 7 and 6. Am I going any lower? Here, sign it.
Wait a minute, there's something fishy here. Why should you have a contract already drawn up? Look at it. 27 pages of illuminated parchment. This must have cost you more than 7 and 6. What's the catch?
Catch? There's no catch. Look, you're quite right. I can't give all my time to this little number. I've got so many other interests. I need somebody like you to take it over from me. It'll have to go. I would sooner you, a friend of the family, than a stranger. Now, here we are. I will give you 51% of the company controlling interest. I will keep 49%. Then it's yours, and I can't do anything you don't agree with.
That's true. 51 beats 49. Has the company got all the trimmings, office and all that?
Certainly.
Has it got a long table with a big hammer at the end?
Yeah. You'll be sitting at the end in your black coat and your striped trousers, managing director, intercom, send in Miss Clint. It's all there.
For 7 and 6?
Yeah.
It's a deal. I've always fancied the big hammer. TH, there's SJ and BK to see you. Marvellous. Big row of notepads and 3 secretaries with funny glasses on. That's me, mate. Where do I sign?
Here, here, and there. And we need a witness.
Bill? Oh, where's he gone? I bet he's gone off picking up bus tickets again. Where is he?
98 nails and 33 knot holes. Shall I count the nails on the roof now?
In a minute. Sign this.
What is it?
Mind your own business. Sign it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on now. No printing. Real writing.
What do you mean? Joining all the letters together?
Yes.
All right, then. There. Nothing like it. Could be anything. Looks like a line on a temperature chart.
All right, good enough for me. Well, there it is. You now own a controlling interest in Sid James Mystery Tours Limited.
Thank you very much. What do we do first, then?
Get a good lawyer.
What for?
The police are after this firm.
The police?
Certainly. What do you expect? Running a mystery tour firm without any coaches. That's fraud. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What can I do about it?
You'll have to buy a coach.
Cost over £5,000.
It's nothing to do with me. You're the boss. I just collect 49% of the profits.
I can't find £5,000 for a coach.
How much can you find?
Oh, if I sold everything, about £1,000.
Well, I don't know why I should help you, a frauder like you. Unless you're a friend of the family, I might be able to get hold of one.
Where from?
Sid James Scottish Tours Limited. I got a second-hand one going for £1,000, nigger. I might be able to persuade the board of directors to let you have it.
I see. Sid James Scottish Tours have got a coach.
Oh, yes.
They probably bought it for, what, 200?
Somewhere around that. Of course, it's an old one.
Oh, naturally. An open one, I expect, with solid tyres.
Yeah, that's right.
Vintage what? 1926?
1917.
17. Very good year for motor coaches, that was. Shall I tell you something? I'm not as dim as I look, and I am not buying it. I'm going to liquidate this firm as from now.
You can't.
I can. I own 51% of the shares.
Oh, yes. Those are A shares, not B shares.
All right, come on, how does it work?
Well, you only own investing shares now. That entitles you to put money into the firm. I own all the voting shares, which entitles me to take money out. And you can't liquidate without the permission of the voting shareholders, and I withhold it.
That means the police are after you as well.
Oh, no, I'm in the clear. I got it in the minutes. Here it is. Saturday morning, extraordinary general meeting held outside the shed. The chief voting shareholder called upon the chief investing shareholder to invest in a coach, and he refused. That would clear me in any court of law.
I see. So what the matter is this. I've either got to buy from you for £1,000 a coach that's only worth 200, or I go to prison, and if I buy the coach, you take 49% of the profits. And I paid you 7 and 6 to put myself in this powerful position.
That's about the size of it.
Bill, how would you like to buy a company for 5 shillings?
No, thanks.
2 and 6.
I don't want to go to prison.
How did you know? I thought you were cutting the nails on the roof.
I was listening.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, what about it, then?
I don't appear to have any choice, do I?
No, not really.
Very well, I shall buy the coach. Here's your check. I shall build this company up and recoup my losses by honest means. I'll build it into one of the biggest coach tour companies in the country by sheer hard work and perseverance. Then, at the end of 5 years, you want to buy it back off me.
No, I won't.
Why not?
Our license is up in a week.
I told you shouldn't sign anything without reading it.
Oh, shut up. It's all your fault. Cutting knot holes instead of advising me. Got a week now to try and get our money back. Go on, get out of it, you rat bag. Go on. Go and get that coach. You're driving it. I know. We'll get some Americans off the boat train. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, visiting our shores from the far-off Americas, and welcome to East Cheam, Surrey, England, Europe. My name is Anthony, and I shall be your guide for this tour of East Cheam and the surrounding districts, and I'm sure all you American ladies and gentlemen find much of interest to you in this historic and beautiful slice of ye old merry England.
Hey, these seats are hard, Mac.
Exactly why I thought they might appeal to you, sir. You see, this coach is the original coach that Dick Turpin held up on his ride to Grimsby to welcome home the Herring Fleet.
Did you hear that, Hortense?
I certainly did, Mervyn. Say, isn't that the cutest thing?
Well, now, if you have your cameras at the ready, we'll have 100 weight of used film piled up at the back there before we get to the end of the high street. Right you are, Sir William. Off we go.
Right you are, LD. Roger and all that, what?
Hey, is he a real lord?
What, him? Lord Kerr? Oh, my goodness me, yes. 17th Earl of West Chiswick. Well, the old family is on his hull from Eton, you know. I suggest big tips for him at the end. He's got a castle to keep up, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. You hear that, Hortense? A real lord driving the coach for us.
Oh, gee, Mervyn, honey. Just wait till the Women's Guild hear about this back in Grand Rapids, GA.
As we pass along this historic high street mentioned in the Doomsday book compiled by Alfred the Great, the well-known king, in 793, At the request of the barons at Runnymede near Ascot Racetrack.
I thought that was King William the Conqueror.
Yes, well, it was in his name, but he was away at the time. He couldn't attend. He was on a crusade against the Vikings just outside Clacton. Now then, there's a very good shop over there, look. Don't all crowd on one side of the bus, you'll have the springs off. Now, notice the colourful local costumes of the native women as they go about their shopping. The run-down platform shoes, the quaint fag hanging from the corner of the mouth. Serving as a constant reminder of that great explorer, Sir Walter Drake, who discovered a tobacco plant in Virginia, the well-known part of America. And, of course, we note the colourful headscarf covering the traditional metal curlers in the hair. Note the headscarf is shaped in the form of a turban as a tribute to our long-standing ties with India and the British Commonwealth. Turn left here, Sir William.
Right, you are, old bean. Shall be done.
I'd like you to note the local tradesmen in their quaint shops as they carry on their ancient traditional crafts. Notice the centuries of skill that have gone into the way the old clockmaker levers open another crate of watches from Switzerland. Note the loving care devoted by the local butcher on the many sides of roast beef of old England, specially frozen for us in the Argentine. And the natives' love of their traditional dishes and local foods is evident in the grocer's shop, piled high with processed cheese, tinned fruit and frozen vegetables. Over the bridge across the picturesque polluted river, down which floats impressive mountains of detergent foam. We can see the local housewives attending to their weekly wash. Note the weary slump of their shoulders as they lean forward and peer through the little glass portholes to see if their sheets are done yet. Over there on the right, we are passing one of our largest public buildings, a typical example of the more obsolete and generally accepted ugly periods of Victorian architecture, built in 1957. That tree you see over there with the railings round it is the Greenbelt area of this district. Thanks to the great public spirit of the council and local businessmen, no one is allowed to build on it, and it will be preserved for the benefit and enjoyment of the public for all time. That concludes the first half of the tour. We will now stop at this picturesque, lead-lighted, low-roof, brass-filled horror known as Nan's Pantry for a farmhouse tea.
Gee, Mervyn, just think, we're going to have a real English tea.
Yeah, Hortense, and I hear they make it in a strange way over here. It's all loose and slopping about instead of in bags.
Oh, what a shame. Well, maybe they can't afford the tea bags.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
In you go, everybody, for the farmhouse tea. Everybody back on the coach in 15 minutes.
Well, how do you think it's going?
You seem to be enjoying it.
I can't think why.
A load of old rubbish we've shown them. It's a bit of a liberty, you know, £3.10 each.
Well, we've got to get our money back somehow.
That's true. Needs must, I suppose. Come on, let's nip in the hand and racket. I can't stand that horrible tea she serves up.
Excuse me?
Oh, in Nan's pantry with the rest. If you hurry, you'll be just in time for a cup of varnish and a jam lardy.
I'm not on the tour. I'm from the London Transport Executive.
Oh, I see. The rival mob, eh?
Is this your coach?
This is so. I'm the owner.
That's all we wanted to know. Constable, arrest these two men.
I beg your pardon. On what charge?
On a charge of stealing this vehicle from the London Transport Permanent Museum. We've been looking for this one for weeks.
Well, this can be explained, I assure you.
I sincerely hope for your sake that it can. Take them away, Constable.
I protest. You see, when I say I'm the owner of the coach, that's not exactly true. It's owned by a company, you see.
Yeah, but you're the managing director of the company, aren't you?
Why don't you shut up?
I think that settles it. Come along now, sir.
Oh, what can you do?
And over on the left, you'll be interested to see the oldest municipal jail in these parts. Working in the fields, you can see the first offenders. Not dangerous, but nevertheless put out of the reach of the temptations of crime and doing a service towards the economy of their country by heaving spuds.
Hey, Hortense, that fellow with a shovel, isn't he the guide from that last tour we made?
Oh, yeah, and that's the English new lord next to him. Hey, Mervyn, take a shot off them, honey.
Do you mind? Get your telescopic lens off my person, uncouth heathen. Oh, mind your own business. Go on before I throw a spud at you.
Gosh, what a nasty man.
Yeah, well, you get criminals in all countries, don't you? Now then, continuing the £8.12 and 6.22, we see on the right the outskirts of Sherwood Forest where Robin Hood did sport with Maid Marian in days of yore. And on the left is the very spot where Abraham Lincoln's sister-in-law was born. Over here we have the...
That was Hancock's Half-Hour,
starring Daly Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Carr, Warren Mitchell, Mavis Villers, and Errol McKinnon. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Alan Simpson and Ray Galton wrote the script, and the program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Ronald.